It was a matchup that mesmerized the nation. The year was 1991, and a law professor named Anita Hill made this stunning accusation. Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas, she said, had sexually harassed her in the most vulgar way years earlier when she worked for Thomas at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The political drama that followed is now the subject of the HBO movie Confirmation. Playing Anita Hill is the star of the lightning-paced political melodrama Scandal, and actress Kerry Washington has vivid memories of those confirmation hearings.
You know, I was 14 when the hearings took place, and so a lot of my memories about the hearings are really through the perspective of my parents. And I really remember it because I grew up in a household where we talked a lot about social issues and politics, and generally everybody was on the same page, whether we were talking about a woman's right to choose or affirmative action or whatever it was. The hearings was one of the first moments where I remember them having a different point of view. You know, my dad was very pulled compassionately toward this African-American man who was having his career and his reputation destroyed by this panel of older white men and being attacked by a woman. And my mom was really pulled in the direction of this African-American professional woman who was coming forward and being re-victimized.
You know, it's very clear from the beginning that Anita Hill, who's seen leading a quiet, single life, teaching law at the University of Oklahoma, that she was not interested in revealing this decade-old secret about what she said happened to her in the company of Clarence Thomas. And at some point, an aide from the Senate Judiciary Committee calls her up to inquire about his background. Well, let's listen to just a bit of that phone conversation.
Professor, we've heard that Judge Thomas mistreated young women who worked for him at the EEOC. Do you know anything about that?
That's not something I can talk about.
Why not?
I'll put it this way. If I were advising someone who were a victim of his unwanted advances, I don't think I would suggest that she come forward.
In my experience in a case like this,
when someone comes forward, the victim tends to become the villain.
I've never listened to just the audio of that scene. I was thinking in five seasons of Scandal, I've never been allowed to speak that slowly. We speak very quickly on the show. I think I was really drawn to the idea of, you know, I have spent five seasons now playing somebody who, for the most part, is always the most powerful person in the room in Washington, D.C., and who wields extraordinary access and power. And I think I wanted to explore the idea of being someone in that very same environment who's at the opposite end of the spectrum and who has to figure out how to hold her own in those spaces without having that power.
She's quite, like, physically upright in her bearing and careful with what she says, which I think in real life and also in this movie made it all the more shocking when she speaks during the hearings, when she testifies to what she says was the explicit language that Clarence Thomas used in describing his sexual interests to her. Now, of course, I have to say Clarence Thomas, of course, denies all of this. And did then.
One of my priorities and part of my passion was making sure that we told a complicated three-dimensional story where you did feel for all of these characters. Because I grew up in a household where people that I loved really were able to step into the shoes of more than one of these characters at a time when none of us knew. I mean, we use the term sexual harassment now so freely and fluidly, but back then that was a vague legal term that people were not using. There was very little public understanding about even what sexual harassment was.
I will say, though, that this Judiciary Committee has, in fact, gone down in history as not having done a very good job. But also when you see them all men, all white, they seemed to feel free to sit in judgment of her. I mean, leave her just hanging out there.
Well, and to be honest with you, both of them. I mean, when you ask African Americans how they felt about it at the time, a lot of people felt uncomfortable about the fact that these older white men were sitting in judgment of him as well. There was a sense that this representational body didn't represent us as a country. There were no women up there. There were no younger representatives. There were no people of color. I think it was a real moment of reckoning for this country. It's why the following year was the year of the woman, where more women ran than ever before. The Senate Judiciary Committee had its first woman in the year following the hearings. The shape and the face of our congressional body started to change because people became more aware.
You know, in the end, of course, and we know the ending, Clarence Thomas is now a Supreme Court justice. He was approved. There's a scene in the film that contains words of his that have become famous. It's a moment where he unfurls very openly and powerfully the question of race and what it means to be a black man in America.
This is a circus. It's a national disgrace. From my standpoint, as a black American, as far as I'm concerned, it's a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves, do for themselves, to have different ideas. It is a message that, unless you kowtow to the old order, this is what will happen to you.
Oh, it's so powerful.
I mean, that was real. That was right exactly what
happened. It's verbatim. Everything that happens in the hearings in the film is verbatim, which is shocking to some people because they think, no, you must have embellished that stuff. Nope.
It's like game over.
It is. And again, in my memories of my parents talking about the hearing, I remember them quoting that line, the high-tech lynching. And I remember that struggle of the women in the room. It was my mom and my dad and a couple of the professors that they were friends with saying, that's not, you know, the women saying, that's not what this is about. And the men saying, but well, isn't it? It's really the moment when he shifts the conversation, because there isn't a single senator who's willing to challenge him when he claims being a victim of racism in that moment. It's so, so complicated. It's what I love about exploring the hearings.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Kerry Washington.
Likewise. Thanks so much for having me.
Kerry Washington stars as Anita Hill in the new HBO movie, Confirmation.